All right, we are here. Day two at Infinity Comic Toy and Comic Con here in Kissimmee, Florida. And I have with me Javier Lugo, creator of Bobby Fulton and the Fanatics. Also, he worked on the reconstruction project, the La Borinquena with Somos Arte project as well. And also, he did an awesome Transformers cover for the Revolution project on that was the crossover with G.I. Joe and all the Hasbro IDW projects that they have going on there. Welcome to Geek Culture Congress. How are you doing? Are you enjoying the Comic-Con?
I'm enjoying myself. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, cool. So tell me about your projects. Tell me more about Bobby Fulton and Fantastics, and tell me the inspirations for it.
Okay. Well, Bobby Fulton is a wrestler, and he used to be tag team partners in the Fantastics back in the late 80s, early 70s and late 80s.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a wrestler. He's well known, and we successfully kickstarted the comic book in June.
Right.
So I'm working on issue two fairly soon once I get John Crowther to send me the script. I'll go ahead and get started on that, and we'll hopefully have that done in the next couple months.
How was corroborating on the reconstruction project, La Borinquena, to help raise some money for Puerto Rico?
Of course. Well, that was a really great experience. It was very surprising. I was approached via Twitter by the designer, Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez, and he said, hey, we're doing something for the island, and you want to be a part of it. Please understand that it's you donating your art. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can do that. We started. I was handed information about a story. I drew it out over the next 2 months. And I was pleasantly surprised when he announced that, DC Comics agreed to allow their characters to show up in this book.
Yeah.
So, dude, I had no idea that my art is going to be in the same book as Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman, and Green Martian Manhunter, and Milestone characters, It was awesome.
Great. So tell me more about anything else that you're working on. What do you have coming up next as far as full projects?
Okay, well, I'm currently wrapping up production on a book called Unseen Wars. I'm working through a studio called CCS Studios, and we're doing the art for it. And basically, it's a retelling of the Book of Genesis, but everyone, instead of being Jewish, they're all black. Africans.
Okay.
And I'm drawing a whole bunch of ethnicities. I'm drawing angels and God, and Jesus got dreadlocks.
Nice.
I took inspiration from Jack Kirby's machinery to create this, elaborate elevator to heaven, like a stairway to heaven. It's really awesome. And I just finished the pencils of the last pinup and sent it to the inker, Jesse Hansen, for him to ink. And I think that's the last thing that was needed. So I'm looking forward to having this book in my hands probably around the October date.
And I said, no, the other projects that you also work on, which is the Femme Force and the 30AZ.
All right.
Tell me more about those projects and what's going on in the future with those.
Okay, well, 30AZ is a one-shot at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 15-year-old girl in the Appalachian Mountains in the middle of winter, and she's passing a rite of passage. It turns out the 30AZ stands for 30 years after the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so humanity has adapted to this threat, kind of like we have adapted to living with bears and other dangerous animals.
Right.
We've adapted to that, but she has to survive a night alone against, in the woods.
Wow.
And that marks her passage from a young girl to a young woman.
Interesting.
And then Femme Force, of course, has been around for over 15 years from AC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
I've been drawing regularly for them, 8 and 10 page stories.
Nice.
Drawing them. And they're about to release a book called Super Babes in color. It's the first color publication that they've done in around 10 years. And I'm honored and privileged to be the lead story. I just turned in the first 8 pages. And they're happy with it, and it should see publication around October. So look for it. You have to special order it. You get 10 copies of Femme Force.
Mm-hmm.
You get one copy of Super Babes in Color, issue 0.
Okay.
So it's very collectible, and we do want to see this book succeed at the local level in Florida and outside as well.
All right, perfect. All right, so drop all your info on the website, the social media. Let them have it so they can follow you and support you.
All right, I appreciate that. Well, I'm known as J. Lugo Art on both Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
JLugo627 on Twitter.
Okay.
And you can find me on Facebook.
Perfect.
It's very easy. Javier Lugo. That's it.
All right.
All right.
And then, of course, Bobby Fulton and the Fantastics. That's available on Comixology, all the normal writing stuff?
I don't know about that. Actually, Square Circle is the comic book company in charge of this, so okay. I would assume it will be very soon because we were successfully Kickstarted. We got the sketch cover variants, and the regular print just came in 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
So all these rewards are going out to people, and we're gearing up for the next one.
All right, perfect. All right, so thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the Comic-Con, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right,
and,
thank you.
You're welcome, welcome. Likewise. Signing off with Javier Lugo here from the Infinity Toy and Comic-Con in Kissimmee, Florida. Hopefully we'll be back with more. Thank you.
Viva Boricang!
Hablamos Español.